Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start this off on the same note, positivity. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. And on that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW. Coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, Keith Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Norrell. Thank you for your ongoing support. We do appreciate it. As you can probably see, it looks and sounds a little bit different. Our cameras all died, so we're on the backup. So please be patient with us. On that note, as you are also aware, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So sir, can you reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
Absolutely. I'm Peter Daly. I'm a municipal employee, a bylaw officer, and a peace officer.
There you go. So you've been on the show two times before now?
Yeah, I think
so. Third appearance?
Yeah.
And before, you couldn't talk about where you worked. So thank you for like putting in the legwork and being patient with the municipality and myself. Like, it took a while to get permission, so I'm pumped.
Yeah, me too.
Because you and I have known each other our whole lives, so I know you as like what you do. So, and I love talking about wrestling, and we're going to talk about wrestling today too.
Excellent.
But it's cool that we can talk about your job a little bit now.
Yeah, for sure.
And dodge that elephant out of the room.
That's the thing. The municipality's interested in that too, right?
Yeah.
We're wanting to be out there in the community, and this is part of that.
Yeah.
Putting ourselves out there.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we talked about it a little bit, and Tanner always makes fun of me. I have no issue or fear with peace officers, bylaw officers, RCMP, customs, I'm a weirdo in regards, like, we were just sitting downstairs before, and you can see people are nervous around you.
Yeah.
Just in uniform, just they're literally, I don't have that. I've only literally had positive interactions with law enforcement my whole life. So big shout out to law enforcement. All my interactions have been positive.
Excellent.
But I really do feel a large component of that is because I'm so comfortable with you, though.
That could be too. I mean, and then you've also got to think too, there's a lot of people, we're very multicultural here in the RMWB, and we've got people from all across the world. So when you're dealing with people on a, in a work basis, sometimes they don't know what the interaction's going to be.
Because
maybe law enforcement in their neck of the woods is a little different.
So
it's kind of incumbent on us as well as law enforcement officers to talk to people and show them, there's not a whole lot to be worried about.
That's right. Now, can you, because there's one thing that I think a lot of people would have the question for, because I know it's always been in the back of my head. What is the difference between the different branches? Like, you have RCMP, you have bylaw, there's highway, I think?
The sheriffs.
Sheriffs, thank you very much.
The Solicitor
so, like,
General.
What is, like, why do you have these different bodies of law enforcement, and how do they act, or how do they work differently? What are they responsible for?
Yeah, and that's a good question. It always comes up, understandably. Yeah. I mean, same thing. If you're in the community, you see people in light brown uniforms, black uniforms, gray uniforms,
etc. That's right.
So most of the difference comes where their authority comes from.
Okay.
Or what offenses they deal with.
Okay.
So for us as bylaw officers, you'll see we're all in a dark uniform.
Right.
A community peace officer, which means you get your authority from the provincial government for enforcing provincial statutes.
Okay.
So you'll see we've got a gray stripe on our pants, gray shirt. And so we're kind of lucky because we do get that authority from the province, but even before that, we get delegated authority from council.
Okay.
So that's where our bylaw officers get the ability to enforce municipal bylaws.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And municipal bylaws, the Municipal Government Act gives a municipality the ability to pass bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can be things going on in the community.
Right.
Like we've got parking bylaw, we've got community standards bylaw,
yeah.
We've got the responsible pet ownership bylaw, the vehicle for hire bylaw,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera. So
right.
issues that are in the community that that they need us to look at, then mm-hmm. they can pass a bylaw and we deal
okay.
with that.
Okay.
Yeah. And same thing with the RCMP.
Yeah.
The difference is they're also de facto municipal bylaw officers.
Okay.
Just by virtue of their office.
Yeah. All encompassing.
Yeah. And they're also, you know, they're police officers for the province, for the country, everything. So
right.
they deal with criminal code, provincial statutes like speeding, etc.,
mm-hmm.
and municipal mm-hmm. bylaws.
Okay. Now, this is like one of my favorite movies is Super Troopers.
Yes.
It's such a good movie. So
top 10.
Yeah, top 10 movies for sure. So a component of that is, like, in that movie you have, like, a rivalry going between, like, the two different bodies, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm assuming it's not like that in real life. You guys aren't chugging syrup and getting mad at each other.
Well.
But, yeah. But how, like, who has, if you should, like, let's say it's a bylaw that both of you guys are able to
mm-hmm.
kind of enforce the law.
Yep.
Who takes higher stature on that, or is it first come first serve? Like, how does that
well work? It's interesting. Any RCMP member who's out there and they see a bylaw offense taking place, they
yep.
can deal with that for sure.
Right.
The thing is that the police of jurisdiction, as they're called,
yes.
have bigger fish to fry.
Right.
Right? They've
right.
got, you know, criminal code matters they're looking at, and
yeah.
and you know, protection of life and property. So
yeah.
they're pretty busy.
Yeah.
So they'll defer to us a lot of the time.
Okay.
Right? We're dealing with those municipal bylaw issues with some provincial statutes.
Right.
So we have the time to go and deal with them.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, listen, Tanner just shook his phone at me, telling me his question's ready. So Tanner, before we get into the Max City Minute, let's hear from Carrie and Patchouli Rose.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
Okay, and we're back. Carrie, thank you so much. Appreciate everything you have to say. Love having you as a sponsor. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What is one thing you were not expecting to have to do while in uniform?
One thing I guess I could talk about is, just dealing with you know, safety issues. I was, it was a winter's night. It was, you know, as it gets in Fort McMurray, it was,
yeah.
you know, below minus 20.
Right.
And I was driving down the road here in Timberlea. And all of a sudden, a toddler ran out in the road. No shoes,
yeah.
no jacket,
yeah.
no idea what was happening. So, you know, picked them up, and with our partners in the RCMP, we were able to get them back home.
Hmm.
They had just stepped outside of the house, the door closed behind them.
Oh.
Nobody was any the wiser. So
right.
Things like that that you come across that you really aren't expecting, but again, we're out in the community, so
yeah, yeah.
you know, any part we can play for safety is good.
Yeah, cool.
Question number two. What is one story that you can tell us that makes you laugh from your time as a peace officer?
There are a lot, because there's constantly funny stuff going on.
Yeah.
But I think one of the really funny ones was I had been dealing with an off-highway vehicle on this one day, and we had received a complaint about it.
Hmm.
So we went, found the off-highway vehicle, and spoke to the driver, who swore up and down he had registration, insurance, couldn't provide anything. But what he did provide was his license plate from the back of the vehicle, and it was cardboard. So he just, and he drew in the orange, the blue, he had an expiry placard there.
Yeah.
Just funny.
That is hilarious.
Was it legal?
No.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Cool. But the license plate was right.
Yeah. Question number three. Awesome. What is the weirdest law you can remember having to enforce?
The weirdest law. Well, I know there's still on the books a bylaw. It's the firearms bylaw. And one of the sections in there deals with bow and arrows. So inside the municipality, you're not allowed to fire a bow and arrow.
Yeah. Interesting. I have a bow and arrow story after this. Anyways,
oh, there you go.
Question number four. What is the coolest event you can remember going to as a bylaw officer? Other than the Mac City Morning Show.
Well, that's it. This would be my number one for sure.
Yeah.
I think probably the coolest event that I got to go to was just after the wildfire in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to a celebration after everything was over, and everybody came back, and we were provided with some awards for our part in that.
Yeah.
And that was a really cool event because it was down at Mack Island.
Right.
And, you know, there were tons of people there. Everybody was, you know, very happy to be back in town and together. So that was a really cool moment.
Cool.
And your final question. In your opinion, what is the best law enforcement film made?
That's a hard one.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm very proud of that one.
One pops in my mind right away.
I got one.
But I don't think it's the best. But like, it's the first one that popped into my mind.
The first one that popped into my mind was Heat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or like Serpico.
I don't know.
There's so many good ones.
Yeah.
Mine's Naked Gun.
Okay.
There you go, Leslie.
Mine was, I think it's called Cop Out with Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, yes. That one's pretty good.
It's so
good
stupid.
Too.
It's not the best, but like.
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. Good questions, Dad.
Those have been your five questions.
Yeah. So, speaking of bow and arrows, you think as a kid, like we had bow and arrows growing up, you know, that shot like the little sticky things.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard about like, bylaws that you're not allowed to shoot them in city limits or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's a stupid bylaw.
Yeah.
That being said, fast forward a few years ago, a friend of the family's took us out to the gun range to like shoot bow and arrows with my little son.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one of these things. The amount of power these suckers have,
crazy,
of course you shouldn't fire them in town. Yeah. Of course.
You know,
like,
see, then you understand.
You understand when you get, because in my head, I'm like, it's a bow and arrow. What are we talking about here? Like, it doesn't even make it to the other side of the room. All of a sudden, he's like, see that target that looks like a deer all the way over there? I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
No way. And he's, and sticks it. I'm like, you shouldn't be able to fire
these. I guess it's probably a good idea.
I'm surprised that isn't a bylaw. Everywhere.
That's right.
You know?
Well, and you'll see that too, actually, like across a lot of municipalities and cities in Alberta, or anywhere for that matter.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of the common themes, right? Like the municipalities, again, they're allowed to make bylaws, and they deal with things that aren't dealt with provincially or federally. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hmm. I've got a question in regards to bylaw versus RCMP again.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had to do either one, but if people want to get in contact with you, how do they get in contact with you?
911.
Well, I know. Well, that's my question. I know about 911, but like, does that go to you? Does that go to them? Like, who? Thank you, Tanner. Who does 911 phone calls go to?
So, I believe it's a bit complicated now,
and
I might be speaking out of turn.
Okay,
but I believe when you call 911 here, it goes down to the call center in Edmonton.
Okay.
And then it bounces back up to the detachment.
Okay. But I guess the root of my question is it could go to either one of you.
Well, see, with our contact info, the city's actually kind of been ahead of the curve on this.
Okay.
So they've got the pulse line.
Yes.
So if you have concerns about anything in the municipality, you just call 743-7000.
Yeah.
You'll get in touch with one of the pulse operators.
Right.
They're awesome.
They are.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. And for a lot of positive stuff.
Yeah. If it's a bylaw issue, they'll forward it right to us. It'll be dispatched and we'll take care of that.
That's right.
And if it's a RCMP non-emergency issue, maybe you want to follow up with a ticket or a file that you had there.
Yeah.
You could contact their non-emergency line.
Yeah. Because it was one of those things where, like, when you call 911, like, that, to me, in my head, I'm like, oh, that's serious business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that, like, there are things, I would assume, that most people, not me, I have not to use it. But I wanted you to bring up the pulse line. Because I'm like, I think it's like, hey, this is not an emergency. It's not life or death, but somebody should be here dealing with this. What are my options?
That's right.
And so the pulse line, I've only heard positive things about it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
And I mean, they have their own reporting system. So it generates a unique number and it goes to the department that needs to get it.
Yeah.
And then they call you back.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Yeah. Now, 5 minutes left. Okay. I'm going to go over today. I know I'm going to go over today.
Oh, let's do it.
So, yeah. So, let's get off RCMP for a second. Although fascinating, I have lots of questions, and I'm glad the municipality let you come here so we can
shout out municipality.
Yeah, whoop, normalize it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about some fun stuff for a second, though. There's a lot going on in the wrestling world nowadays. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
So you are we literally just had a professional wrestler.
I saw him.
Literally
he was gigantic,
huge.
He was almost as big as me. Al.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
me too. I felt like, hey, finally somebody my stature.
You know, exactly.
Yeah. Half the size of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What's exciting you in this world right now?
Man, I'm telling you, the last time I think I was here, we were talking about it. It just kind of started getting hot. AEW.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Amazing show.
Okay.
So they just had their pay-per-view on Sunday.
Right.
And you see Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks won the first ever Trios Championship.
Okay.
So it's not even a tag team. It's three belts.
That's right.
Kind of cool.
That is neat.
Yeah.
There's one person in particular I have to ask you about. Maybe you saw the match, maybe you didn't, but it looks like Mr. Paul. Logan Paul has got into wrestling.
I saw that.
And I'm hearing a lot of positive reviews of his athleticism and his showmanship. Did you see?
Or are you just hearing? I'm just exclusive now to that AEW.
Really?
Yeah, haven't been watching the WWE.
Wow, okay, I gotta ask. I gotta ask, why? Why have you gone exclusive to the one?
It's just so good.
Okay.
It's just so good. And they've got some fresh ideas. There's some fresh blood in there.
Yeah.
And they've got some legends in there as well. CM Punk just won the title there. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, I love it. It's very entertaining.
Okay.
So Wednesday nights.
Wednesday nights on what channel?
AEW is on, you know, I don't even know with this new Shaw system.
Yeah.
Well, I'm what getting channel? Older. I don't know.
You don't know the number?
I don't know because there's like hundreds now.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Because I don't know the names of the, like, what, but I know the, well, I don't have cable anymore. A little insight into my life
there
that
you
I've never
go.
Shared. I don't even have cable anymore.
See?
But, Yeah, I'm not mad at you for not remembering the channel because, you know what, I couldn't.
What do you do, right?
That's right. So I've got another question wrestling based. Every time you come on the show and anytime we bump into each other, where we bump into each other, I get excited about wrestling. And when that guy came on, I was really pumped up about it.
Mm-hmm.
Where can you go see wrestling live? Because you've gone to see wrestling live, right?
Yeah, I went. I was lucky. I did pay-per-views.
Yeah.
I went to some live events. What were you going to
say? So he informed me.
Yeah.
Because, like, my favorite part about wrestling, not my favorite part, one of my favorite parts, though, is the announcers.
Yes.
I love the announcers, and they're like, like the guy with the high-pitched voice.
It's amazing.
But then I was like, in every other live sporting event I've gone to,
you don't hear it.
There's no announcer.
Same thing.
So it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Yeah, you kind of miss out on that part.
That's
of it, right.
Right. But he was telling me, like, it's because it's a show, and obviously, like, so many people still go.
Yeah.
But, like, because you're only seeing your half of the ring, if some stuff is going down on the other half, like somebody's coming with the crowbar.
Yeah.
And that other side of the stadium is like, rah,
they
no,
go nuts,
no,
right?
You don't know what's happening. You're like, what's
no,
going on
not
your
until
side?
They cut to him,
that's
smoking
right.
him with something. You know?
So, this got me thinking. I need to go see a wrestling match.
Yeah.
Because I've never been to one, and that is an aspect of, like,
oh, Elliot,
what's it going to be like. So,
we'll
like,
go.
Where? When? How?
Well, like, I mean, we could look at it. There's Raw, I believe. I don't know if it's Raw or if it's just a house show, but there's something coming up in Edmonton on either the 24th or the 26th of September.
I can't tell you why I can't go to that on air.
Yeah, I gotcha. But, well, we'll do one of these shows.
Yes, okay.
I'd even go to the WWE for you, pal.
Yeah, I just looked at the... we'll talk about it off air. I can't discuss why I can't go to this on that date. But...
It's not because of his job, though.
It's not because of my job. Yeah. Okay. No, like, we need to put this in calendar, because, like...
Yeah, we will.
I'd love to go to one.
We'll take Jesse with us.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be awesome.
I was just down... Have you been out to their lake area?
Yes.
Oh,
amazing,
man.
Hey?
It's unreal.
And they've done a lot of work.
Lots. And I took my mom there for the first time, and she's seeing it now for the first time, but then we had to explain to her, this was all bush.
Yeah.
Before. And she's just like, what? And like, yeah, from there, like, everything you see.
Yeah. They've been working on it for years.
Years.
Yeah.
Did you see awesome. What I put it, like, I'm allowed to talk about it, because I put it in my Facebook story a few days ago. My Uncle Harold ended up buying one of those rescue trucks at auction.
Yes.
Have you seen this
monstrosity? I did see it. I saw it at the house, and I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Tanner, man, you got to check this thing. Like, I'll show you the picture afterwards. Oh, I can only show you the video of it. But they had, like, a synchroed rescue truck.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a fire truck, basically.
Yeah, it's like a fire truck.
Like those Unimogs or, like, the actual fire truck?
It has the ladders and everything. It doesn't have, like, the pump system, but it was for rescue. Anyways... They bought it recreationally.
Yeah.
And like they use it because it has this huge winch on it. So
does it have
like
a truck bed or is it a SUV?
Oh, it's got the whole thing. It's got like the backup seats and everything in it. And like it's all encased and it's
awesome.
Ridiculous. Boys and toys.
You know?
Boys and toys out there. Like I could understand with like the tractor and like the trailers and everything. I'm like, okay, this all makes sense. And then I show up and they have this rescue truck. I'm like,
just in case.
What are we doing with this out here?
That's it.
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
No, Justin going. Oh, speaking of like, welcome to the randomness of the show. I think you're the one who went with him to this. So I don't have a lot of regrets in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. Luckily.
Oh, I know what it is.
But I was talking to Justin. I was like, there's only one thing I have a regret on.
It's Montreal.
It's Montreal.
Yeah, I knew.
You were the one who went, right?
Yeah.
You went with them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Amazing.
Please tell me, because this is at the time of Kanye in his finest. This is when, I can't even say the words, but He's in Paris song.
Yeah.
Is out. And it's one of my, it gets the crowd going.
And they played it like six times.
Oh.
Fellas in Paris. That's the...
The Fellas in Paris.
Yeah, that's, that's the...
What was that like to see live?
They just kept playing and it was amazing.
Yeah.
They were, if I'm not mistaken, they were hours late for the show.
Yeah.
Like, they had things going on, I guess they had to do.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
Yeah.
Nobody cared. It was just amazing. So good. Just so talented.
Yeah. And that's before...
Jay-Z and Kanye.
That's before Kanye went into, like, these concerts of him floating and him going on rants. Like, I feel like if you're gonna see Kanye, that was when you should see him.
It was before he was early Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I was telling Jesse, I was like... And at the time, too, like, when I look back at my life... Especially with what my life is now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, there was no reason I couldn't have gone to that. Like, I didn't have a legitimate reason. I told him no right off the bat.
Yeah.
He's like, Elliot, I got this concert. He doesn't call me Elliot, by the way. But he's like, I got this concert. Like, do you want to come to it? And I was like, I can't. And he's like, Ellie, why not? Come on, let's do this. And I was like, I talked to Ethna and she's like, And like, I was trying to backtrack. I'm like, you know what? There was literally no legitimate reason.
But you know what? Sometimes at the time, it's the decision you made.
That's right.
There's some sort of reason for it, right?
So
but
I'm very envious of you.
Next time. We'll all go.
That's right. So you got to see Kanye and Jay-Z. And like, he was wearing like kilts back then too.
Yeah, he was. He was actually, I believe he was wearing a kilt that night.
Yeah.
Black one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
very
amazing.
So like they played it like six times.
Oh yeah, definitely the best concert I was ever at.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
When they played that song in Paris, they played it so many times it held the Guinness World Record for most songs played.
Really?
Yeah, like most times the single song is played at a show.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Because that gets the
songs.
Party going.
Oh yeah.
They played it for a full hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could tell they're really enjoying themselves.
Yeah. Very cool. So I know we're over. And I know that camera's about to shut off soon.
Yep, what are we at? It's flashing.
Okay.
2317.
Oh, UK, listen. You gotta give your shameless shout out or plug really quick.
The boys over at Thickwood Barbershop. Hello, thank you. I gotta grow some hair so I can go back and get a haircut.
There you go. I'll tell you a funny story about that. But yeah, okay. My man, thank you very much for coming. Thank you for the municipality for making this happen. Like, it does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, and Carrie. Thank you guys for your ongoing support. And thank you everybody else for tuning in. It means the world to me. I hope you're having a nice day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.